For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. Congratulations to Riley Lugenbill of the Stillwater FFA chapter in Oklahoma. She just received the Proficiency Award in Agriscience Research Animal Science. Riley, start me off by telling me a little bit how you're feeling in this moment when your name was just called a few minutes ago.
I am just incredibly grateful. I've just waited so long for this moment. I'm ready to go back and find my research and share those with others. I'm just excited to show people that my research actually can make a difference.
Tell me what your SAE is all about.
My SAE consists of testing different types of supplements, therapy methods, or nutrition options to see which is best for performance horses and which one is the most cost efficient for farmers and horse consumers.
How did you become interested in research in the area of equine?
I actually was interested as an 8th grade FFA member. I bought my horses and I began more interested in the equine world of things, and especially living in Oklahoma, it's great to have horses, lots of resources for that. And I had a bunch of friends who were also interested in horses, and it was a great time for us to bond over that and really learn more about equine and how they function.
So what have you learned in your research so far?
I have learned that the most expensive product is not always the best option for them. Most of the time, the cheapest option is the most effective, or I can always find a middle comparison for those that works the best on them.
How do you envision this research getting out and spreading the good word about this?
I would like to get all of my papers peer-reviewed and published and hopefully find kids that are in the same boat as me. They want to utilize this for research and hopefully get that towards them.
What are some challenges that you have had to overcome in your research?
Definitely in my research, getting resources for this. I worked with veterinarians and all of the professors at Oklahoma State University to kind of get through this, the peer reviews of my literature, and just drawing blood on horses. That was very difficult for me just as an FFA member. So I think getting in touch with those and making connections with people was really great.
What are some really big life lessons that you've learned throughout this whole project?
I have learned throughout this that just because one project goes this way doesn't mean it's going to follow along in all the other trials. I would like to go back and retest these and see how it would turn out if I was to go back and do these again.
Who would you like to thank for helping you get here today?
I would like to thank my agricultural education instructors for helping me along the way. They've been a great help in showing me all of the great steps to getting involved in this and how to overcome any challenges I pursued.
When you hang up the blue jacket, what's next for you?
I would like to attend Oklahoma State University and get a degree in agribusiness so I can hopefully start my own business, whether that's in an animal science business or just a one that helps farmers all over Oklahoma.
Congratulations again to Riley Lugenberg of Oklahoma. She just won the Proficiency Award in Agriscience Research. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.